Each Thursday, we like to find out what is doing around the Singleton LGA with General Manager Jason Linnane. How you doing, mate?
G'day, Bear. Going good, mate. It's been quite the week, but going good.
It has been a week. Now, I did want to start off by asking, has Singleton been declared as a disaster zone?
Well, yeah, we're pushing that way. Earlier this week, we had the Deputy Premier, Paul Toole, and also Dave Lozell, the member for Up Hunter in town. He met with the Mayor and myself, and we walked them through the impacts that we've seen through this most recent flooding event. On Tuesday, I signed some paperwork to send off to the government, which sort of outlines the impacts that we've seen here in Singleton, and they're quite significant. They've gone past the $400,000 mark. So we're quietly confident. All the indications from government are they're supportive of our approach. We're just waiting for that formal notification. But I do note that they've been really quick in terms of supporting other LGAs down the state, which is wonderful because it's in these times where we need to make sure communities and all levels of government work together.
The SES, we know everyone, they do a fantastic job, and they came to the fore last weekend. But also, there's so many other volunteer groups helping out in Singleton.
Yeah, it's a funny time, you know. You're dealing with these emergencies, and it's not a good time because there are emergencies for that reason. But it's actually, from a community point of view, it's so great to see just how wonderful our volunteer emergency agencies are in New South Wales. And here in Singleton, we are blessed with the quality of people we have in the SES, New South Wales Fire and Rescue, Fire Brigade, Fire and Rescue New South Wales. We had staff from Resilience New South Wales in the room with us. We had Surf Life Saving New South Wales were there as well.
We're
a long way from the beach, but they came with their drone equipment. And they're incredibly useful in terms of helping us do reconnaissance and understand what's happening with the event without putting people in danger.
Isn't that amazing? It's a new age, mate.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Absolutely. Now you got some big news regarding the Visitor Information Centre.
Yeah, really exciting times where we're sort of tying this in with the work that's been happening at the Arts and Cultural Centre. So we used the COVID period and also the construction period for the Arts and Cultural Centre to do a pretty significant refurbishment of the Visitor Information Centre. It's been up and going for 11 years, the Vic, and this is the first real refurbishment. So it really symbolises our renewed approach to visitor experience, but also enabling the centre to tell stories of Singleton as a destination, enable more opportunities for local product in industry promotion, but also probably as much as anything else, tying it in and being a gateway to our new Arts and Cultural Centre. So people would have seen the significant work happening on the outside, and
for sure.
I'll see the inside as well.
And last of all, you'd like to encourage everybody to shop in Singleton.
Yes, absolutely. Shop in Singleton, and no better time to do so than in the festive season. So, again, we join up with our partner, the Singleton Business Chamber. We have a whole range of activities occurring. There's a really good opportunity for people to put something under the Christmas tree from your local community. So, they can jump on in the local newspapers this week. There's a gift guide, which sort of outlines all the opportunities and offerings here in town. They can jump on our website, but there's a really good sort of outline of what's available from our local retailers. We've also got the Light Up Your Business competition, so that's one for the business owners. Sue can do the best Christmas decorations. They can go into a chance to win a Spending Singleton card. But also for anybody in our community, for our Santa's Little Helper program. And all they need to do is when they're walking around John Street or in any of our shops in the CBD, spot any one of the many elves that are in there in their window display.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is report it using a QR code, and you then go on the chance to win a Spending Singleton card as well. So, and I suppose it all culminates for us on Friday the 10th of December with our Christmas on John Street,
which is going to be another fantastic event. And I'm sure the weather will be kind. I mean, it couldn't be any worse than what we've had.
Oh mate, we've had a couple of shockers, haven't we?
Haven't we? What?
I remember a couple of years ago when that terrible fire event came through.
Yeah.
And I felt like the Grinch who cancelled Christmas, because late in the afternoon we had to close the event because the air quality was so bad. And I just felt sometimes you've got to make really tough decisions which you know you're going to impact on people, and I had to do that. But I just hope we get really good weather and people can come out, and it's one of those first events for us to reconnect post-COVID.
Yeah. There's no truth to the rumour that ever since that time, parents have been threatening their kids that Jason Linnane's going to come to their house and cancel Christmas, is there?
Oh, I hope not. I threatened my own kids that many years ago when they were little and I'm misbehaving. But...
All right, well, we're certainly hoping that doesn't happen this year. Once again, Jason Linnane, well done to you and everybody else down there in Singleton with all of the challenges this week. Look forward to catching up again next week to keep up to date with the region. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Barry. All the best to you and all listeners.